8:11 on the Moody Good Morning Show, Thursday, January 11th, 2018, and it's time for the Wild Factor. And in the house this morning, ladies and gentlemen, from St. Joseph today, put your hands together for Amy Zapel. Good morning, Amy.
That's the crowd applause. Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I need the I should get the applause track exactly. out, you know.
Yes. Da, da, and a laugh da, da, track da. For my jokes. And yeah, that would be awesome, Pat.
All righty. Very good. So off to the races. It may be raining and snowing and everything else, but that doesn't keep us from the appointed rounds.
That's exactly right. There's lots to do, and maybe you won't have to shovel this weekend, which is awesome sauce.
Amen.
Yes.
Well, you know, I don't have to anymore anyway. Uh-huh.
That's right.
I live in a condo now.
Living. Nice.
So,
it's all good.
So we've got lots of stuff for folks in Southwest Michigan to do. Sister Lakes Brewing tonight has team trivia at 7 p.m. They have it every Thursday. It's a great time with great beer and great food. On Friday, January 12th, we have May Erlewine at the Mendel Center for the Hanson Living Room Series, which is she's a fabulous entertainer and great musician. So everyone have a great time. Lazy Ballerina Winery has a Flight Friday from 9 a.m. 9 a.m. it says. I don't know. I think that's true.
Hey, you know, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Let's just go with the TGIF. It's thank God it's Friday.
There
and
you
it's $3
go.
Off wine flights in the tasting rooms.
Whenever you show up, they'll do it.
They'll let you in. Those ladies are wonderful. Oak Ridge Baptist Church has Stay and Play Open Gym from 9 a.m. till noon. On Saturday, January 13th, the livery is featuring a band called Sasquatch and the Bridge Band. I don't know. It's going to be awesome.
Hey, I never know. With band names, you never know.
You never know. But you know what? They do such a great job booking over at the livery that everyone will have a great time. It starts at 9 p.m. Surrette Nature Center has cross-country ski beginner lessons.
Easy for you to say.
It's not at all. It's very difficult. But hopefully there'll be snow so everyone can do that. Watermark Brewing has yoga and beer at 10:30 on Saturday morning, which is an awesome Maria, who does the instruction, is great. Krasle Art Center has Studio Open House Art Olympics from 2 to 4. Curious Kids Museum has Super Saturday, the Egyptian Headcrest from noon to 4. On Sunday, January 14th, Journeyman Distillery, of course, offers their Sunday brunch from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. DeBlanc Winery has the Whateverly Brothers and Snowshoe Through the Vineyards at 1:30 p.m., which would be great. Lazy Ballerina, again, has Bridgman Tag and Taste free wine tasting for every Sunday in January and February. The Buck Burgers and Brew has team trivia on Monday at 7 p.m. On Tuesday, there is a great couple of really great opportunities next week to give back to our community. Silver Harbor Brewing has Give Back Night for the Lakeshore CC 2008 mission trip from 5 to 9. Bread Bar has Grilled Cheese Night. I don't know why we wouldn't go to that, Pat.
Amen. I love grilled cheese. And they make an amazing array of grilled cheese over there. I think he's got like 7 or 8 different styles.
And it's the bread.
It's amazing.
Oh, God. So Lake House Restaurant has Give Back Night and Day. In fact, it's 10% of sales all day long. We'll go to support St. Joe High School trip to Britain for next June, which is wonderful. The Oak Ridge Food Pantry is from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. On January 17th, Urban Garage Market has Valentine and Wine Scrabble Love. It's a class. It's great at 6 p.m. Bistro on the Boulevard has Flight Night. Oak Ridge Baptist Church has Bible Study. Curious Kids Museum has We Discovery Chili Critters from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And on Thursday, I'd like to mention everyone should get ready to go back to Watermark after doing yoga on Saturday to support the Curious Kids Museum benefit. It's from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., and it's a great time. And you'll get to help some kids and some museums, which are always important.
And your guest this morning was shaking her head when you talked about beer and yoga, going, sign me up.
I don't know why you wouldn't.
Absolutely.
That's great. So we do have a guest in the studio today.
Yeah.
She's pretty amazing and representing a really amazing and so important part of our community from the Heritage Museum and Cultural Center. Liz Andrews is here to talk about some of the things that they've got coming up.
Good
Welcome
morning.
Home, Liz.
Thank you so much. It is great to be home. I will tell you that.
So delighted to have you.
Thank you.
My first chance to see you since you've returned to the community.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for having me this morning.
Yeah, I'm happy to do that. So, you've got a lot of news to talk about, but probably the most important is, you know, because we want to get this thing accomplished first and foremost, and that's your fundraiser that's underway with the crowdfunding. starting to get you back on level ground here.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Pat, and thank you, Amy. Yes, as most of you know, we had a disastrous flood that occurred on December 11th. I walked into the building that Monday morning to everything falling down on my head, literally coming straight through the ceiling. We had a, it was a damage, actually a coil in the air handler, which is part of the HVAC system, froze, ruptured, burst, and caused this tremendous flood.
Wow.
Gratefully, none of our archives, no damage to any of our archives, archival information, or beautiful things that we have, and our precious Shepherd Hall, which is our event space, none of that was damaged. So
excellent.
We are so fortunate, and no one was hurt. The building, however, has sustained tremendous damage, and we finished the mitigation of all the water, getting all the water out of there, and now we are rebuilding, hopefully. And so we really need the community's support.
Well, you, I know you you got a $50,000 grant, but that's just a kickstart, and it takes a lot more than that. And, of course, you'll have insurance money that will help out from the damage that happened. But, you know, you're already in the stages of getting things underway to rehabilitate aging infrastructure anyway.
Absolutely. And we were the grateful recipients of the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs $50,000 grant, but it is a matching grant. So we are looking for funds to help us match this grant to and this is just the beginning of the repairs that we need to do.
Right.
So we've got two wonderful opportunities for everyone to come to, physical in-person opportunities, and then I'll talk about the crowdfunding campaign. So next week on Wednesday, January 17th, 5:30 at the St. Joe Public Library, our wonderful curator Tracy Girata is doing two talks, one at 5:30 on Twin City Trolleys, which is the history of the streetcars and inner urbans in this area, which is fascinating. And then again at 6:15, she's repeating a wonderful program she did called 1920s Benton Harbor, daily life and prohibition stories in our area, which is really exciting. And then the next day, Thursday, January 18th, I know it's winter, but go to DQ all day if you can visit the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill restaurant in St. Joe, which is 2901 Niles Avenue. All day, we are getting 20% of their proceeds for the day.
Excellent.
So go there for lunch, bring your family for dinner, stop in, get ice cream all day long, and help us in this effort to rebuild.
Very good. And then you also have the crowdfunding campaign that's underway.
Yes, thank you so much. So we need everybody's support. If you go to patronicity.com/cupola, and that stands for the beautiful, iconic cupola, which is on top of the building, which has sustained some damage over time. Many of you have noticed that the light that used to be on is now out. So that is the first repair we want to make that is above and beyond the repairs due to the flood. But patronicity.com/cupola and help us meet our $50,000 match from the Michigan Council of Arts and Cultural Affairs. And the tagline is keeping up the cupola. So we really hope you can help.
Yeah, absolutely. You can, if you can't remember that, just go to moodingofthemarket.com, look at the story. There's a link that will take you directly to the crowdfunding, and you can see the story about why, that's so important, and help Liz to get a full-on welcome back to the community, with open arms.
Great.
And open wallets.
So much.
And purses. And,
yes.
And everything else.
And it's a great opportunity for all of us to be part of the history of this area and help us maintain the beautiful, beautiful building that we have that is the Heritage.
All right. Very good. Amy, anything else for the good of the order this morning?
I think just let's hope that it's not too snowy or it's spring or something.
Or something.
Really it's only January.
You know, I guess the only thing I would have to say is that as we approach next week and in this cold time of year, it's really warms my heart. That there are so many opportunities to be a part of our community, to give to our community, to give to those things that really, really make us unique and make Southwest Michigan great. So I'm so happy to be a part of this community. And other than that, I'll see somebody at yoga on Saturday, right?
Beautiful.
Great.
Beautiful.
Loving it.
Thank you, Amy. And thank you, Pat, so much.
You're welcome, Liz.